insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قال ألم نربك فينا وليدا ولبثت فينا من عمرك سنين.
Pharaoh said, did we not raise you among us as a child, and you remained among us for years of your life?
وفعلت فعلتك التي فعلت وأنت من الكافرين.
And then you did your deed which you did, and you were of the ungrateful.
قال فعلتها إذا وأنا من الضالين.
Moses said, I did it then, while I was of those astray.
فَفَرَرْتُ مِنْكُمْ لَمَّا خِفْتُكُمْ فَوَهَبَ لِي رَبِّي حُكْمًا وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ.
So I fled from you when I feared you. Then my Lord granted me wisdom and prophethood and appointed me as one of the messengers.
وَتِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ تَمُنُّهَا عَلَيَّ أَنْ عَبَّدْتَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ.
And is this a favor of which you remind me, that you have enslaved the children of Israel?
The 22nd verse of this chapter says, وَتِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ تَمُنُّهَا عَلَيَّ أَنْ عَبَّدْتَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. And is it a favor with which you reproach me that you have enslaved the children of Israel? Here is the continuation of what Prophet Moses was answering Pharaoh. First, in the 20th verse, he started saying, فَعَلْتُهَا إِذَنْ وَأَنَا مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ. I was, as you thought, in error. فَفَرَرْتُ مِنْكُمْ لَمَّا خِفْتُكُمْ. So I fled from you when I feared you. فَوَهَبَ لِي رَبِّي حُكْمًا وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And because of that, my Lord granted me wisdom and made me one of the messengers. And وَتِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ تَمُنُّهَا عَلَيْهِ. Here, Prophet Moses is trying to answer the claim of Pharaoh when he said, أَلَمْ نُرَبِّكَ فِينَا وَلِيدًا وَلَبِثْتَ فِينَا مِنْ عُمُرِكَ سِنِينَ. The 18th verse, as I may remember, that Pharaoh said, did we not cherish you as a child among us, and you tarried among us for many years of your life? Here, Moses is answering with harshness and severity the reproaches and arrogances of Pharaoh, to answer back the reproach of Pharaoh about rearing Moses in his childhood. Moses protests and decisively says, وَتِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ تَمُنُّهَا عَلَيْهِ أَنْ عَبَّدْتَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. is it a favor with which you reproach me, that you have enslaved the children of Israel? Of course, it is correct that the hand of events brought Moses to palace of Pharaoh, and he, ala nabina wa alihi wa alayhi wasalam, was unwillingly brought up in this place. And this shows that the might of Allah is there forever. But one must see that the main factor of this affair is something else. I mean, why was not Moses brought up in his real home with his father and mother carrying him? Of course, the answer is clear. Pharaoh held the children of Israel captive. He killed many boys and let girls to live for being slave girls. And this great oppression that Pharaoh committed caused Moses' mother to put her son in a wooden box and placing it in Nile River in order to protect her child. It was Allah's will that this small ship came near Pharaoh's palace. And it was Pharaoh's great oppression that made Moses indebted to this reproach and deprived him of his clean parental home and placed him in Pharaoh's defiled palace. With this commentary, the relation of Moses with Pharaoh's question gets clear. And this is, as you saw, a very decisive answer. قَالَ أَلَمْ نُرَبِّكَ فِينَا وَلِيدًا وَلَبِثْتَ فِينَا مِنْ عُمُرِكَ سِنِينَ The Pharaoh says, We cherished you as a child. You tarried among us for many years, but here is the answer. تِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ تَمُنُّهَا عَلَيْهِ أَنْ عَبَّدْتَ بِنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ You enslaved many children of Israel, and this is a kind of favor that you think you can reproach me with? The reproaches and arrogance should be answered with harshness and complete severity.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom. Now, with the answer of Moses, we can move on to talk about another aspect. Another possible commentary is about this verse, that the purpose of Moses was that his rearing by Pharaoh could be as a blessing compared with those tyranny and cruelties Pharaoh's imposed upon the children of Israel. And it is understood that this blessing is a drop in the ocean. What blessing is it that Pharaoh points to while he has done many oppressions, many crimes beside it? I mean, the other possible meaning is that Moses is trying to say that, of course, this is a blessing. نِعْمَةٌ تَمُنُّهَا عَلَيْهِ But at the same time, you enslaved many children of Israel, so this ni'mah
is not a real one. This cannot be counted as a blessing. There are some other points regarding this verse, dear listeners, that we will, God willing, discuss. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry ends when faith begins.